This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Tokyo has set an all-time high for new coronavirus cases, exceeding 3,000 for the first time and coming days after the start of the Olympics. Wednesday's new cases exceeded an earlier record set the day before and brought the total for the Japanese capital to 206,745 since the pandemic began early last year. Tokyo has been under a fourth state of emergency since July 12th ahead of the Olympics, which began last Friday, despite widespread public opposition and concern that they could further worsen the outbreak. Experts say Tokyo's surge is being propelled by the new, more contagious Delta variant of the virus. Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title. The American gymnastics superstar has withdrawn the all-around competition to focus on her mental well-being. The decision comes one day after the world and Olympic all-around champion removed herself from the team final following one rotation because she felt she wasn't mentally ready. At a news conference, Olympic Committee spokesperson Mark Adams says one of the big discussions the International Olympic Committee had was about setting up services to help those in need.
There is in the village, on top of all the psychologists and so on that we have there, there is also a helpline in 70 languages, which will keep going after the games.
USA Gymnastics said Biles will be evaluated daily before deciding if she'll participate in next week's individual events. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to announce next steps in the effort to get more Americans to get shots. That will come Thursday, he said in a statement released by the White House. Separately, he said Tuesday his administration is considering whether to require U.S. federal employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. This is VOA News. COVAX is expecting to receive 250 million donated COVID-19 vaccine doses over the next 6 to 8 weeks, the World Health Organization said Wednesday. The influx of doses is a major boost for the program, which aims to ensure poorer countries can access shots. So far, it has delivered 152 million vaccine doses to 137 participating territories. COVAX is co-led by the WHO, the Gavi Vaccine Alliance, and the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, with UNICEF using its vaccine logistics expertise to handle the delivery flights. Under COVAX, the 92 poorest countries can access shots for free, with donors covering the cost. Meanwhile, the CDC's chief hopes new mask-wearing guidance can help ease the Delta variant surge soon. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the guidance, along with higher vaccination rates, could do the trick in a couple of weeks, telling CBS we can halt the chain of transmission. Walensky says she hopes more stringent mask-wearing guidelines and other measures won't be needed heading into the fall. For now, the CDC is advising even vaccinated people wear masks indoors in areas where the variant's raging, with Walensky saying data indicate those with breakthrough infections could pass the virus to someone else. The vast majority of infections are still in the unvaccinated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. coronavirus cases have been rising due to the highly contagious Delta variant, which emerged in India but has quickly spread now and accounts for more than 80% of U.S. cases. At least 8 people, including a soldier, were killed in 2 separate attacks in the troubled Kivu region of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, a local source and the army said Wednesday. Louis Thembo told AFP Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF fighters, had raided the commune of Bulongo in Beni in North Kivu overnight, killing 4 women and 2 men. He added, quote, they abandoned a baby on its mother's body, end quote. Bulongo's mayor confirmed the attacks to AFP as well as the preliminary toll. In neighboring Kivu, South Kivu province, the army said 2 people, including a civilian businessman and a soldier, had been killed Wednesday in an attack on a public bus. July 29th marks the anniversary of a wedding that captivated many film crews from around the world, beating a path to the ceremony at London's St. Paul's Cathedral. The marriage of Prince Charles to Princess Diana on the 29th of July in 1981 led news bulletins across the globe. It was not a fairy tale ending, though. Charles and Diana separated in 1992 and divorced in 1996. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.